A little over a week ago, my husband and I went out for dessert. And as we usually do, we went to the Big Chill. Anyone else like the Big Chill? Yeah, I thought so. But as you know, at the Big Chill, they have a very difficult parking lot to maneuver within. And so as we were leaving, we found that it was difficult for us to back up and reverse. And there was a homeless man who was there and motioned to us that he would help us back out of the spot. And so a few times he said to us, "You have room. Move back, you have room." And of course we hesitated and hesitated, fearful that we would add to the scratches that are already on our car. And he said to us, "Back up. Use the space God gives you." That's what I said. Wow. And I said to my husband, "Write that one down, because that's coming to Sinai Temple." And that line truly has stayed with me this week, and I'm sure will stay with me for years to come. Use the space that God gives you. And I could not help but think of that line when I heard about the tragic earthquake in Nepal. The reason being for the following story. I have very good family friends, Mansoor and Arash Kohantin, that decided that they would go on a father-son trip to climb Mount Everest. And this was last week. And so what they did is, fly into Kathmandu. And then what you need to do is go to Lukla, where Mount Everest is located nearby, in order to start the journey up the mountain. And what his sister told me, what Sheila told me, is that it turned out because of bad weather, they were 4 days delayed from flying to Lukla, and therefore they were 4 days delayed from their journey. So where they would have been, they would have been at the base camp at Mount Everest when the earthquake hit. And then I don't know what kind of story I would have told you if that was the case. So within itself, that's a minor miracle, a miracle. But what Sheila told me, of course, this is all through Facebook. What Sheila told me is that Arash, he's a physician, he's a doctor. And Arash and Mansoor decided that instead of trying immediately to find shelter and safety for themselves, they would try to find the most immediate way back to Kathmandu so that Arash could offer his medical services and be there to help in the midst of this tragedy. And then Arash wrote something to Sheila to share with our congregation. And he said for the first time he saw the variety of human nature, because he looked around and often he saw villagers who literally have nothing, offer food and water and shelter to those visiting the area in need of everything. And then he also saw hikers coming down the mountain looking straight ahead, refusing to look at the crumbled buildings or listen to the cries of the people who were in need of help. Arash said he saw two sides to human behavior. And in that moment, he knew that for him, his intentions and actions were clear. He was meant to be there to help. In my own words, he's using the space that God gives him. This week, we read the double parsha, Achrei Mot Kedoshim, and we're given the instruction, Kedoshim Tihiyu, you shall be holy. And various commentators define that word and define that commandment and instruction, be holy. Rashi, the commentator, says it's actually refraining from things that are forbidden. Nachmanides says the opposite. It's refraining from things that are permitted, not engaging in indulgences. But there's a Rosh Yeshiva, a former Rosh Yeshiva in Brooklyn, who said we should look at that line, Kedoshim Tihiyu. And remember that Kadosh has the idea of designation. That each one of us is designed to reach a higher level. That God wants us to listen for our calling and be elevated. And the way that we do that, according to this former Rosh Yeshiva, is that we should look past ourselves, certainly making sure that we are cared for. But if we're the sole beneficiary of our actions, then we have no idea what the definition of holiness is. So look past ourselves, and if ourself is our main focus in life, then he says we will never understand what it means to live at an elevated level. Use the space God gives you. When I hear Arash and Mansoor's story, I know that they understand the meaning of holiness. Looking past their immediate needs in order to embrace and support the cries around them. We each have a space that God has given us in this world. Let us find our space. Let us use it. Let us live and dwell within it. For when we do, we lead holy lives. Shabbat Shalom.